This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Right, yeah, I saw that. It was Nate. Nate's claiming self-defense.
And I'm going to connect this to Islam.
I can kind of see his argument there, you know, when you see... Jake Shields is the one that I know that you know
Jake Shields?
Jake Shields is a friend of mine. Okay. So he kind of came out in defense of Nate.
Broke it down.
Yeah, I can kind of see why. I mean, just because we're professional fighters, he's still a human.
Yeah.
And he knows if a guy lands a punch on you, especially when you don't expect it, he can knock you out right then and there.
Exactly.
So you have to be able to defend yourself. I mean, one of the first things about martial arts it kind of teaches you is you got to respect that man. Even if you don't know him, even if his name isn't as big, even if he's never even fought before, I think Nate showed him the proper respect. And if that was, say, if that was Kamaru Usman or if it was Leon Edwards or somebody who poses a real threat to him coming up to him in the same way, I think he would handle it the same way.
Because you have to stay out of, you have your zone, you have your space.
Yep.
And in self-defense, you know, you can't let somebody come into your area because you're going to get sucker punched, you're going to get hit. So he was putting his hands up, right, blocking, making sure. And then what happened from there, the camera kind of shifted. You couldn't see, but you can see he started off with his hands, right? He's he's, you know.
And it's funny because, you know, one of my first kind of things that put me on the map was hitting Michael Chiesa when he ran across the stage at me. And I had to explain it to Dana, like, why would you do that? Because there's a certain zone between me and you, and we know that as men, once you cross that line, and sometimes the barrier is invisible.
Yeah.
You know, so for me and him, it was the halfway point of the stage.
Yeah.
So once he crosses that halfway point, you're on my side,
and I
have the right to defend myself.
Yeah.
Which in Nate's case, he had the right to defend himself. If he's putting his arms up and the guy came within arm reach and not be friendly about it,
then you're
going to get hit.
And he helped him out. He put him down gently. He took a little nap.
I don't know if it was gentle. Yeah. I don't know if it was gentle. But yes, I can see him getting away with it a little bit. You know, I think he should. He should be able to defend himself.
Yeah,
for sure. And there's so many people. There's so much stuff going on.
What are you gonna do? And then the guy probably maybe trying to make a name for himself. He's
exactly.
in his zone.
Exactly.
Headbutt. That was one of my famous things before.
Yeah.
I mean, not famous, but famous. That's what I like to do back in my day on the street. As soon as somebody comes to me and he's in my face, the first thing headbutt.
Headbutt.
That's what would go right on the street.
Yeah, this is the streets. This isn't an MMA fight, you know.
Yeah.
So even the letting them down gently. I think he did right by dropping him because he has to stay on his feet. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a 200-pound man that we're talking about in dead weight. If he goes down to the ground to let him down gently, you don't know if the guy next to you is coming up and going to sucker kick you in the head or something. You know, you gotta defend yourself.
Was that like a party going on or something? It's like
I have no idea. Yeah. I think it was Mardi Gras, so people just kind of party in the street.
Yeah.
But then it's a lot going on.
Islam protects you from all this.
Mm.
Islam safeguards you, helps you to be home at a decent hour.
Explain it to me.
Because, you know, Allah in the Quran says, don't come near zina, right?
Mm.
So now anything that can lead you into a situation that now, for instance, there's a nightclub.
Mm-hmm.
A Muslim really standing in front of a nightclub, there's alcohol, even sitting at a table where there's alcohol. These are the things that now Allah wants to protect you.
Mm-hmm.
So now you don't fall into, right? It's not just like when I just quoted this ayah, don't come near zina. Zina is fornication, adultery, and that. So that's why it's forbidden to be with the opposite gender. A man to be alone with a woman. There's a saying, a wise man said, leave a man alone, an honest man alone with a suitcase of money, money be safe. Leave him alone with a good-looking woman. You don't know what can happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's why the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, said, when a man is alone with a woman, shaitan is the third. Shaitan is the third. You get it? The devil's the third. Because things can end up happening, right? So you don't even want to be alone with someone who's not your wife or whatnot, because things can transpire. Things can happen. You saw with the whole Me Too movement, right? The boss alone with the lady and then all these charges. You're even as a Muslim, you're trying to keep a distance, you know, keep yourself, keep it respectful, keep it. Now, same thing when it comes to other things, you know what I mean? Because you can fall in to temptation can hit. You know, now you end up in the nightclub. Now you end up taking a drink. Now you're off. You know what I mean?
Can I ask you a question
absolutely,
about that?
Absolutely.
If so, is it wrong for you to sit in that nightclub then and not partake? Wouldn't that be kind of a test against your faith and a test against your discipline?
Say it again.
To be able to sit there in the nightclub, have everybody else around you drink, and you not take a drink.
Let me give you an example. Yeah, so we have different stages. People have different stages of discipline, right? But Islam, when it comes, is general rules for all. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like some people will say, because alcohol is prohibited, correct? Mm-hmm. That's something that's well known. Someone says, but I can handle it. You know what I mean? Maybe the other one, person, his level is different. But it just takes that one time that you end up drinking too much, and now you end up causing an accident. You kill the other person, drunk and drive, and whatnot.
No, I mean, for you not to take a drink.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So now we go to that. Now, for example, this. I'll give you an example. Let's say you have someone gifted you you worked so hard to buy, I didn't even know this car before until I interviewed Andrew Tate, the Bugatti.
I didn't even know.
I was talking to him. I was like, what kind of car is that? He says the Bugatti. So let's say Bugatti, because that's like, I think, a $500,000 car.
I think it's like a million.
A million.
It's over a million.
Yeah. So I asked people, I said, look, you got a Bugatti? Mm-hmm. Would you leave it in a bad neighborhood with the keys open and the windows down?
Mm-hmm.
Would you do that, right?
Of course not.
So our iman is more precious. Our faith is more precious. Maybe one time, second time, third time, you know, you're in the club or you're somewhere and you're disciplined, but then that just takes that right honey or whatever you want to call it.
It
comes and that's it. Now you lose yourself, you know what I mean? And things spiral out of control. So prevention is better than chasing the cure, you know what I'm saying? We know what happens in these places. The angels aren't in these places, so it's the best to avoid. You want to be, it's a different feeling when you're in the masjid, when you're around people who are reminding you of, and you won't find people like Habib or other people disciplined in this area. But, you know, I know, you know, I come from that lifestyle, I know, and it took me a while to go ahead and to distance myself, but it was different even just being in this atmosphere without being drunk.
Yeah, that's
you know what I'm saying?
True. Yeah,
it's like you're talking a different language.
Yeah, it's definitely true, yeah.